Good morning to all of you. We are handling all sorts of business right now as this is a moving and doing company of real stuff. Moving something. What was this one? Now we have a lot going on, and I will teach you all as well. Now, is the company paying for this? Get on the mic and let us know. She's going to let me know here in a second. It's fine if it is. I just need to know. Okay? I just need to know, and then I'll teach them if that's the case. Okay? You understand? Is that okay? Outstanding. You switching over to your phone? Outstanding. Grace is joining us from the phone. And we have... We've got Wednesday. Today's Wednesday, which means that we have the big meeting, the corporate meeting. Everybody in Houston should be there. Anyone who knows anyone in Houston should have someone there. If you don't know anyone in Houston, it's time to learn to have someone in Houston. It is an opportunity that Jerry brought out yesterday. Actually, Jerry, can you explain to them what you said yesterday about the opportunity on Wednesdays in Houston? Because that, even I didn't think about that.
I would be happy to, even though I've barely crawled out of bed this morning. the opportunity in Houston is something that no one should miss. I'm actually digging around trying to find it, if I can find someone that I know out there that might be able to make it myself. But if you have the opportunity to meet in person and converse and do other things with the owner of this company, the founder of this company, Antonio T. Smith, if you pass that opportunity up, you just aren't thinking clearly. Anytime, I would say anytime you've got the opportunity to meet with someone like Antonio, which I've had the pleasure to a couple of times now. If you've got that opportunity, the universe is saying, you have something here, take advantage of it. Don't sit back on your laurels and just think that that's not something that you need to be doing. Because one of the things that I've learned over the 59 trips I've made around the sun is that the people in your life are way more important than what you even understand. And that's God working in your life. That's the universe saying, this is the direction. It's up to you. You know, it's always going to be up to you. And if you don't want to do that, that's your thing. Go about your business. Think that you can do this on your own, but I've understood for a long time now that you're not doing anything on your own. You're not doing anything on your own. That's just the reality of things. And with a support group like we have here, the mastermind group that we have here, I mean, I know the people on the call now, and there aren't as many as there usually are on the mornings here, but everyone on this call I know has experienced a blessing from this group that has originated from that attraction that brought us all here together. And I'm not just saying that Antonio attracted us, and he did, but we attracted him because of what we were thinking, because of what we are doing, because of the goals, the objectives, the direction that we're going in with our life. The only other thing I wanted to add is, with everything that's going on in the world right now, I know that there's a ton of distraction for everyone. I would suggest two things. Number one, protect yourself, be ready, you know, and by that, really what I mean is be ready to take care of your family and the people around you. That means having some supplies at home, some things that you need in case something weird happens. Because it could. But I tell you, 2 years ago, I turned our television off. I disconnected cable television 2 years ago. Only thing I use is internet, and I am so happy. It's one of those things, what you put in, you get out. What you project is going to come back to you. And if all you do is sit there and watch all this ugly news that's going on and watch all of the garbage that's being put out from every angle, I mean, it's coming from everywhere. That's what you're going to get back. So tune that stuff out and just focus on where you want to be going and the things that you want in your life. And those things are going to mirror and they're going to come right back to you. I believe that because I've seen it in my own life. But if you've got the opportunity to actually sit down, shake hands, maybe have a, you know, have a soda pop and some snacks with someone like Antonio, it doesn't matter where you go from that point. You are going to go with more knowledge, more energy, and I don't know why anybody would want to pass that up. Why would you pass something like that up, whether it's Antonio or whether it's another millionaire mindset person? Tap into that for all you can get it and use it for yourself and then just move on if that's what you want to do. But what you find is once that magnetic attraction begins to take hold, things multiply. And they go down roads that you never, ever imagined that they would. So I didn't mean to get on my soapbox this morning, but if you've got the opportunity, do it. Do it. Jump at it. Because not everybody does. I mean, we can't all do those things. When you're presented with that opportunity, don't let yourself down. Move forward. Take the initiative. And you know, even... Man, sometimes things that are wonderful, things that are end up being just the best thing that you've ever done in your life, start out with that feeling of trepidation, with that feeling of, oh man, I don't know. And that's not God talking. I'll tell you that right now. That's not God talking. I just had some issues in my own life where it looked like something was a bad thing, and I won't go into a bunch of details, but it is culminating, it looks like, with me being able to get that dream home that I've been looking for a long time. So you just don't know where these things are coming from, and sometimes the universe needs to take something away from you. Sometimes when you're right there, when you're getting ready to go in the direction you need to and you've always dreamed of, it seems like there's a big loss. There's something that's taken from you. Well, it's because it is, and it's because the universe needs to open up that space a little bit so that you can get what you really want, what you really are going for. So anyway, yeah, man, if I had the opportunity, I'd be there myself if I could.
Yeah, absolutely. Come on, y'all, unmute your mics and clap for Jerry. I know you can't see me, but go ahead. I sure
very
appreciate
good,
you.
Very good.
Yes, that was very good. That was very good. He said awesome. Everything he was supposed to say and better than what I would have said it. But it was a great opportunity, and of course, this will continue to grow around the country and then eventually the continent. Now, what I'll tell you is this is one of the greatest opportunities you're ever going to have. And let me explain what I'm saying. And I'm not talking to you from a braggadocious standpoint. I'm just talking from a pure mathematical standpoint. You don't get to join an organization like this at the very beginning. That's not right. I need you to get that most of the people that will come through here, the numbers will stop everybody from being first. Does everybody understand what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's just if we get to, or when we get to 20,000 more, they will never be the people on this call. It can't. The math doesn't work that way. Sugar was here in the beginning. Phil and Susan, Jerry, Namdi, Abby. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know who's on the call because the modem's restarted. But think about this for a second. Well, she's telling me names is on the call. That's not. You can call them out then. You call them out. She's telling me to help Michael. She can call them out.
We have those that have been. Jerome has been with us from the beginning. Tyranny, Reginald, Jerry has been with us for quite some time now.
It's been about a year now.
Okay, it feels like it's been forever.
I know it does, doesn't it?
Yes, definitely.
And mathematically, y'all, there's only one beginning. So I just need y'all to get, like, take what Jerry just said very seriously, because we're talking about y'all are the beginning. You understand? And no matter how loving that we are and how much we wish the world would be fantastic and how much we are making the world a fantastic place, there in this finite existence right now, there is just one beginning. And you get to be, we can't even call this ground level. This has to be something like, I don't know, sub-ground level. And you're here. And then you're here with all this prestige. It's not like I'm just starting off, right? That's not even the case. That's not even the case. If you think, walk around with me in my city or in Houston, you will walk around and see that I've been afforded the opportunity to be a very well-respected person in many communities. So we're not at the beginning of prestige. We're at the beginning of sharing wealth. I think I'll say that one more time. We are at the beginning of sharing wealth. And when you get to that point, that level, when you get there, it's a really, really good place and time to be. So show up. Show up to the meetings. Show up. Have other people show up. Now, let me talk to some of you, because I remember being in Ignite Energy. It's not in existence no more, not at least not as that company. And, man, I love this company. I just loved everything about it. I was in hook, line, and sinker. It saved my life. And then I really loved my upline. His name was Reverend Oscar Gatson. It was just, huh? Okay. Reverend Oscar Gatson. And it was just, man, it was just fantastic. It was just all the stuff you desire. It was all in that company, and it really made a difference. It wasn't anything like this, but it sure felt like it, right? This is back in 2010. And it was actually that company that allowed me to get enough passive income to retire. But I remember being in the place when they started expanding. They were just in Texas, and I remember them going to Maryland and then Pennsylvania. I remember all that stuff. And I remember saying, man, that's not going to be me. I don't know anyone in Maryland. Uh-oh. I don't know anyone in Pennsylvania. And if I did know, stuff like that never works out for me anyway. I'm going to pause right here. If you can just unmute your mic and tell me that's going through your head around here. I wish I had this at least once. I can't see you, but if you can give me that energy and let me know that you've been having that little person in your brain talk, and that person need to be quiet, but they keep on talking. Can anybody
talking
just
real,
go ahead and
Antonio.
Testify?
That
okay.
One, yes, Antonio. You're
talking real.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I remember saying that, y'all. Deanna, you had something to say too? Are you still connected? Okay. Go ahead.
That was my thought process any quote unquote MLM that I was in or network marketing company I was in, that was always my thought process. Like, I don't know anybody. But when I started my business, my thought process was, I don't want to just deal with homegrown artists. I want to go global, but I don't know anybody in any other states, let alone any other countries. I now know people in multiple countries. I do phone calls and do business deals with people in multiple countries. If you have no clue what you are doing, and I'm not just saying this because I work with him and I've worked for him. Before Antonio, before I was COO, before I was his executive assistant, before I even started working for him, he coached me. He mentored me. I had to go through a class before I got to where I am. And I did that class for 3 years, and now I've taught it the fourth year I've done it. Just follow the teachings. You know that whole, I'm not just the president, I'm a member. Yeah. I am a member of the ATS Business University. I am a member of the Bureau of Dominant Speakers. I am where I am because I followed his teachings. So if you are that person, I completely understand where you are from every aspect. Please just follow what he's telling you.
No, I appreciate that. Do me a favor and log on, or however you jump on. See if there's an outage in the area, or pay the bill, do something. Right? Pay the bill 5 times. Pay it 5 months ahead. Do something. And get the internet back up. Now, okay, they're telling me Prophet Jerry has his hand up. But hold on, before I get to Prophet Jerry, I could probably log off on my phone too, though. But I'll get there in a second. I want you all to know, before I get to Prophet Jerry, she's going to tell me who's got their hands up. Let me finish this here. So here you have it. I was thinking on that. And I had the fortunate capability of having two things. I had a good upline. In this case, this would just be, so we're not MLM, but we'll just have, you know, success team leaders, we would say here. I had a good upline, Reverend Gaston, and we had actually good leadership in Ignite. And while I'm sitting here doubting myself, Reverend Gaston told me, hey, just keep going. And I said, okay. And he kept telling me, one day your time will come. One day your time will come. And I said, okay, that got into me. So let me tell all of you this here. One day you will be able to pay for things like I can. One day you'll be able to take your team out for steak dinners like I can. It's not your day right now, and it doesn't have to be. That's why God sent you someone who can do it to teach you to have the heart to be able to do it when it's your turn. I'm going to say that again because I don't want you to sleep on it. It will be your day one day. It's just not your day now. And that's okay. Train so when it is your day, you can make a difference in somebody else's life. And then it happened. I kept going, and I fooled around and got to an event. And the guy, Presley Swaggerty was his name, said something, changed my whole life. I don't want to see it. Just handle it. Whatever it is, just handle it. Changed my whole life. So let's think about this here. This is what this man said. He's on stage, or this version of the stage. And he tells me, or he tells the audience, I felt like he was talking directly to me, that if you want to go global, you have to take care of your backyard first. I never forgot that. He made me realize something. He made me realize, Sugar, I was so worried about not being able to expand with the company that I wasn't handling my business in Houston. I was, and this was before online. I mean, this was before online marketing for the long part. It's 2010. So you had that out there, but not, this wasn't something that regular people do. You know, this is over a decade ago. But I want you to think about that. If you're one of the people that's saying, man, I don't know anybody in India. I don't know anybody in the United Kingdom. I don't know anybody in Houston. I mean, they got an advantage because they're there in Houston area. They can just go to office. I'm in Pennsylvania or wherever it is that you are. Take care of your backyard. Because here's what happened. When I start being kind and serving the people, what happened, and as it happens all over the place, you meet a Jerry who knows somebody right where you're trying to get to. Come on, Prophet Jerry. I'm listening.
Wow, this is powerful. I just said that. I don't know. One day this week or the weekend. I just said that. But I said to myself, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to get a haircut. I'm going to get myself back on Facebook and try to do these lives and do all I can to get to know people and to get to know how to do my podcasts, because all I can say, this is God, this is the universe, this is this is a blessing. So thank you for saying that.
No, you're absolutely welcome. And I'm just, I'm just, at this point, I'm just completely tuned in to all of you because I can't see you. So I've got to use all my awareness just to do what I'm doing right now and deliver some sort of direction for everyone to follow. Wednesday, today, we will conduct at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time a meeting. It will last an hour. Clean hour. It won't go over. It will start on time. And we'll then fellowship, is what I would like to call it. You know, some of you baby boomers understand what I mean when I say fellowship. We will then fellowship for maybe an hour after, getting to know your people. We are here. Deanna does not have a team. I do not have a team. We are there to service all your teams. It doesn't matter who you send, you will not lose credit. The whole goal is to just have enough faith to change the quality of your life. That's it. I wish I could tell you more. And I probably could tell you more, as there is more to say, but it is unnecessary. It's unnecessary. But let me pause right quick. Deanna, do me a favor, stop what you're doing just for a second. And I want you to tell us from your experience what old you would be thinking if you were listening to me. Go ahead.
If old me was listening to you, I would think you were somebody else from somewhere else, from another place altogether, feeding us just a bunch of words, my old self, because how could someone so young be so powerful, have so much wisdom, have so much charisma, have so much, and then you're going to tell me you came out of a trash can? My old me would have just said, oh no, this is not reality. And I thank God that my old me is gone, is dead, because what you have brought in the year.
Amen.
Has changed my complete mindset, has changed every thought, even the books I read, the way I even handle people and talk to people. 5 years I've had a TV show, I never charged anybody anything. One, I couldn't because it was a nonprofit station I was working with. But now, everything now is monetized. Everything now, all of the media, social media, and how to get onto the social media and do all of these things I used to pay people to do. And now I'm finding out all I had to do was click this button or click that button, and I'm paying you $100 and you click two buttons. I mean, you have changed my entire life, and you're starting to even change part of my family's life because they see the change in
Amen.
Me. I feel like I'm reincarnated. I'm loving it, loving every minute of it. But I do have a question.
Yes, ma'am. You
me, how do I, I don't even know if it's possible. How can I screenshot on my laptop?
Yes, it's called on your, I don't think you have a Mac, so that for you that would be a print screen, and there is a button on there. I don't remember anymore. I haven't used a non-Mac in nearly 10 years now.
For those that are non-Mac users, can
yeah,
you
it's help? Been, yeah, yeah. No, it's an easy Google search away real quick. I forget how to, it's somewhere on your top right, yeah.
Yeah, it's abbreviated PRTSCN or something like that.
I found it.
There it is, right there. That's what you do. And it's print screen.
Now, no computer, anything, just hit that button.
If okay, I remember correctly, I yeah.
If that doesn't work, then you want to look for your snipping tool. Your snipping tool allows you to pull out kind of like a pencil and highlight everything and screenshot it that way.
This boy says snipping tool. All right. I don't know nothing about that. I don't know nothing about that. I don't know. I know on the Mac it's Command-Shift-4. I'll let you drag what you want. Command-Shift-5 will let you do a whole thing. I know that.
I think it's Control.
The internet just came back on. My emails are going off. Control print screen.
It's Control print screen.
There it is.
I just did it.
There it is right there. All right. There you go. Yeah, I knew it was print screen. It's just, I haven't used a Windows computer since 2011, maybe. So it's been I haven't owned one. So it's been a while. You know, I'm almost a decade with just Mac. I have Linux. I have Mac and Linux now. So I'm learning Linux for programming purposes. And I forced my boys to learn Linux too. Now, I want to address something you said. Oh, go ahead. If you want to say something.
And I also want to thank Grace and Deanna and Tempest, because those women that's behind you, on the side of you, in front of you, and with you, this makes it happen. This is what you want to come
if
back.
If you want to be successful, put women in charge. I mean, it ain't that hard, y'all. I don't know what to tell you. It's not that hard. You know, if you want to be successful, put women in charge. I'm going to come back to the old you and the young me. Deanna told me Kathy has her hand up. So, Kathy, come on.
Hi, everyone.
It's
strange how God be giving us messages and stuff. And when your feed went down and we couldn't see you, it was like, okay, so we can't see him, but we hear him talking, right? And it's like, okay. So it's like telling me, sometimes, even when it don't look like it's happening, even when it don't seem like you're getting where you need to go, you know, it's like still have faith. Even though we couldn't see you, you know what I mean? Even though we couldn't see you, we knew that we was getting some information that we needed that could help us and further us and what we was doing. And it just, I don't know, for that just kept just being deposited in my spirit. Like, even though I can't, it's like the faith that we have in God. You know, it's the faith that we have in God. This is a person that we can't see. It's a person that we can't see, but we have so much faith in him. And that just kept sitting in my spirit. I'm like, wow. You know, because we're human, so we get frustrated. Yeah. And like me, with all these views, and a lot of y'all don't even have as much views as I do. All these views that I have on my pages and my videos, I'm talking about 300, 400, 500 views. But you can't convince like one person to come to a meeting. Mm. But it's like, okay, the Antonio says, it's not your time yet. Mm. You know, wait your time. You know, that means just stay in my lane. Keep doing what I'm doing.
You better speak, girl.
Something got to change. Something's going to happen. If I keep staying the course, it's eventually going to happen. Even when I don't see it. Even when we couldn't see Antonio, he was, it was still speaking to him. I'm like, man, this is huge. Man, this, just being in this place, it's like being in a place at the right time. You know, it's, and then in your older age, we are not like 20-year-olds, 18-year-olds. We are up there in age and to be able to take this information in and to be able to apply it to your life and be successful at these ages, that is like unheard of. Like Dr. Strass was saying, like, you would be sitting there listening like, this shit ain't gonna happen. Like, what is he talking about? Look, like, I'm too freaking old for this. Now my time is up. And it makes me go back and I get so sad. But I'm happy at the same time. It's like bittersweet. I watched.
Come on. That's all right. Take your time.
My mom and dad. My mom died at 69 and dad at 71. You watch these people work tooth and nail, grind all day life, all the way to the bone, and never ever tapped into who they really were.
Come on now.
Never ever dug into that guilt, such a loss. And then when both of them died, you died in a hospital in the bed. I'm like, man, you know, and I think about that all the time. And you know how you haven't gotten there yet, but it's just something in your spirit so deep that's letting you know you getting there. You in the midst of it. You in the midst of it right now, even though you can't see it. I just feel it all over me. And the sad part is, when I get there, that I can share with my parents. Because my dream was always to get up, get everything I needed, and to do something for them, to give back to them. And that's the saddest part of it all. I know I'm going to be there, but they won't be there, like, physically. You know, to partake of it, to see that, you know, this is what you missed out on, you know, raising us, giving us everything that you had, all the tools that you really knew, because a lot of people didn't know it. And we all sitting here, we blessed for somebody to be able to deposit in us that there's something greater in you. There is something greater in you. All you got to do is tap into it and you can have what you want. You can have what you say. And I just look at so many people just and die. Like, I'm gonna say this and then I'm gonna let it go.
To take your time. You are talking.
My neighborhood is this guy, Corner Store, and also my cousin, Corner Store. You know the Corner Store guy. We called him Fox, McCray's Grocery. He had this Corner Store for 40 some years, because his sons are a little younger than me, but they're in their 40s. So he had it before them. And then when they grew up. And so the mayor of this little 3,800 some people population, and one of the ladies that owned a funeral home, they decided to get together and name a street after. And it took everything in me when they were celebrating to not just call a few people in my hometown and say something to them, because while you celebrating this guy, first thing that resonated with me is, okay, now you want to make him famous because he dead. What the hell that's doing for him? Second of all, He had two sons, and I know they probably should be about anywhere between 40 and 45 at the most. You had a corner store, two sons that grew up with you in this store and decided to go work for another mofo instead of tapping into the family business. This is the mindset that ATS has given me. Instead of tapping into the family business, and let's bring this up and let's get some change going on. Because the only other grocery store in my town is owned by another person that don't bring nothing but it's trash. And it's overpriced. And it ain't doing nothing but killing people. So that dawned on me when they were celebrating this guy all these years, this corner store. You had two sons that decided to go work for somebody else instead of being where they at. You know what I'm saying? And bringing up. And so then you name a street out there to make it look like you did something for the black community. Mm. And then what's so crazy about it, to add insult to injury, y'all fall for the okie doke. Y'all out there just celebrate. What's good? What is good in that? What did that help? And my cousin also owns a corner store too. And I was home visiting last year before all this corona started. And I asked him, and this was after, you know, listening to us, join ATS. And I say, why you won't try to be a grocery store? He goes to a job every day, but you have a corner store. So I said, why you won't try to get you a big grocery store? You know, people ain't gonna do it. And when he said that, I left it alone because it was his mindset that resonated for me. I say, ain't no conversation you have with him behind what he just said gonna change him right now. So leave it alone. But the thing that's crazy about it all is we constantly going to church and you talking about God, but then it's your faith level that you just said what people ain't going to do. So your people is your God is what you just told me.
That's right. They're greater than God. Faith
in God. You know what I mean? I'm like, man, but because of ATS, my eyes are open and I'm able to see stuff like this. And I'm like, when we couldn't see your face, I'm like, man, look at this. I'm like, okay, I'm in the right place. So I just wanted to, you know, kind of throw that out there because it was just resonating with me. I'm like, man. And I know Tony was getting frustrated because he do not like baby. You could hear it in his voice. Like, I need to be seen, God dog. But you ain't got to always be seen. You're being heard. Even when we don't see you, you still in our head talking to us when you ain't around. So calm down.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Even when we don't see
you. Yeah, she didn't say her nose exploded and she heard me in her head. Absolutely. Absolutely. No, thank you. I think y'all unmute your mic. Clap for Kathy, please. That was powerful. Everything she said. Yeah, I needed to hear all that. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Kathy.
All right now, Kathy.
Yeah, she said, please.
I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me.
And not news that's going to scare me or make me mad at another people.
I need news without politics.
And I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that change the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news
that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger.
And how our mission can inspire
tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News.
Things. My favorite part, though, is when she said, you know what? I can't have a conversation with you. You go ahead and stay right in your filth. Okay, my shoes is too clean to be walking around in your filth. You know, that's my favorite part. You got to know when someone is just going to win that conversation. You know, we ain't here to win conversations, y'all. We here to win wealth. You understand? Now, Sugar, me being young, I said, that's been my whole life. That's for sure. Now, that's for sure. That's been my whole life. And even at 14, I acted just like this at 14. The only thing that's changed about me, Jerry, I just got bolder. The older I get, the bolder I get. I'm that uncle on the front porch just going, you doggone kids, you know, just, you know, get out the street, kids, yeah, all that stuff like that. Right? I just get bolder. I can tell you for sure. So you always hear me say, well, I know what my purpose is. I know what I'm supposed to do, et cetera. I'll say something I have never said out loud. See, my grandmother, I got a huge tattoo on this side of my arm from right here to right here. It's her face. Okay. My paternal grandmother adopted me at 14. So my dad's mother found out my situation, adopted me. Dad was in jail by then. So there's a lot going on in that one little statement. For one, don't nobody adopt no 14-year-old kids. Let's just process that information. Two, Jerry, don't nobody adopt no 14-year-old drug dealing kids. Okay, I hope you don't think I was out there praying at 14 to eat. I was not out there praying, okay, at 14 to eat. I was out there doing what I had to do to eat. In my awareness, that's all I knew. Right, with number dope around, that's all I had. You know, I ain't never been to a church in my life. Ain't nobody ever took care of me. Dope was right there. If you want to make money, sell dope. It just is what it was. Right, that's where I come from. That's where I come from. So she didn't just adopt a 14-year-old kid. She adopted a 14-year-old dope dealing kid. Then it's even worse than that. Because she adopted a 14-year-old dope dealing kid that's not dealing dope because he's trying to be like everybody else, who is literally starting an enterprise off dope. That's a whole different mindset. So she adopted this 14-year-old kid going on 30. Do you understand what I'm saying? Going on 30. And then I get into her house and they got all these rules. I don't know nothing about no rules now. I'm sorry. I lost myself in the story, Patricia. I had rules my whole life, and now all of a sudden it's rules. You know, it's rules in here. What you mean? Tell you where I'm going. I don't tell nobody where I'm going. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about back in the, you know, at least in the late 80s, early 90s. If you was going to leave, you was going to call me and tell me where you was going next. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Yeah. You know, all right. And I ain't none of that stuff. So everybody else had rules, but I didn't. That's what she did. She made me suffer. For real though, Sammy. She made me suffer the consequences of my actions. Since I was grown, I was going to have to deal with those grown consequences. Sound familiar, huh? That's how I treat my boys. Okay. Put a pin in that. We're coming back to it, okay? So I didn't have rules. I didn't have to call. I was the one that got to do what he wanted to do. 15, I bought my first car. I ain't had no job. Did y'all read between lines? All right, dude. Okay. I ain't had no job. Bought my first car. I brought my car home. She's so mad. So mad that I got this car and a beeper. Y'all remember that? Y'all remember those days? You know. And then I had the beeper turn the drug deal away. Y'all remember? Come on, now. As fun as it sounds today, there were stereotypes. And of course, I lived all them joints too, right? So I had the beeper turn the drug deal away. I'm 15 with a car, no license. It was one of them Cutlasses. I don't know if y'all remember that, right? I had one of them cars. And then she gets on me. And me being spiteful, this Kathy, just spiteful. I went, oh, you want me to get rid of the car? So this is what I did, just because I'm such a hustler. I went, I think I bought the car for $2,000 and I went and sold the car for $3,000 just to prove a point, right? Just to prove a point that I did it all in 48 hours or something like that. I just bought it for two, flipped it to three, and then didn't look. Then I'm so nasty with it, right? I flipped the car and then gave her the money. I did that all the time, right? Gave her the money. I was like, calm down. This is what I do. So then right after that, I went and got my first tattoo. So I'm 15 and a half, 16. Go get a tattoo. She don't like that, obviously, because you know she is super Christian. My grandmother printed the church programs. Church couldn't even run without my grandmother. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all know what I'm talking about. She printed her HP computer. Yeah, she accepted the money. Her HP computer did all the church print. You understand? She was over the Christmas program, the Easter program. She's the head deacon, wasn't even the deacon. And she counted the money. You know, church had 14 members and all the church ran through her. You understand? You know, number one tithe payer member, all that stuff. I get a tattoo. But then I'm slick again, though, Patricia. Tattoo is a big old cross on my back that got Lorraine in it. Because it's her name, right? You know what I'm saying? So look, I'm just slick. I'm just being slick on purpose. It's being slick on purpose. All that stuff. And then so me and her fighting back and forth. But our fights was different. She would try to change me. And I would resist her change. So then she stopped trying to change me. She just started letting me do what I wanted to do in the floor, what I wanted to do. Because you can't bend a tree. Yeah, this girl adopted a grown tree and realized early, all right. It took a year. I'm not going to be able to bend this tree. You understand? So what she started doing in me was she started teaching me leadership. Okay, I'm going somewhere. Keep walking with me. She started teaching me leadership. She starts saying, well, if you're going to act like that, you don't need to be acting like other people. Okay? So one day, sophomore year, you know what I'm saying? I got a six pack. I'm solid. I'm star of the football team. I want to sag my pants. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. So I put them all the way down. I walk out the house, put the pants down. Yeah. You know, I'm talking about way down there, you know. And she looked at me and she said, come here. She said, come here. Uh-huh. And she was one of them heavy set grandmothers too with that Jerry curl too. I want y'all to get this. She heavy set with the Jerry curl, you know. So when she said, come here, you listen. You understand? She wouldn't know 54 pounds. You understand? You know, she was two something solid with that Jerry curl. She say, come in. Why are you trying to be like everybody else? Pissed me off. Say, first off, no, I'm not. But she knew exactly what to say to piss me off, y'all. She say, I never forget this. She said, peer pressure ain't what they teach you in school, Tony. That's what she called me. She said, peer pressure is you trying to be like everybody else. I looked at her, picked my pants up, ain't never sagged them again. Don't tell me I'm a follower. I ain't no follower, all right? You know what I'm saying? All right, so keep going. Then in 16, high school, I'm doing football, and then this black teacher wanted me to do speech and debate because apparently I was good words, so she made me do that too. And she made me be on stage, and I didn't want to be on stage. I just wanted to get them girls and sell these drugs is what I really wanted to do. I'm not going to lie to you. You know what I mean? I'm just keep it real with y'all. You know, I just want to get the girls, sell the drugs, or sell something. And it had to be drugs. I needed money in my pocket at all times. You know, when you walk out in the streets, how I come up at, you're accustomed to keeping $2,000 on you at all times because you never know when you're going to get in trouble. And you keep the $2,000 in cash, so when you get in trouble, that's your bond out money. You won't know that unless you know that. You know what I'm saying? All right. So just to tell you where I come from. And year after year after year after year, she just keep teaching me all these lessons. I barely graduated high school. You understand what I'm saying? I barely graduated high school. And when I graduated, you would think she turned to a 18-year-old cheerleader with pom-poms. I mean, she just, you know how she told Eric, Patricia walk up, girl, come here, let me tell you about my son. He just graduated, right? And now she got to stick for this whole 30-minute story about how I just graduated. Patricia got somewhere to go, you know, but my grandma's going to make you hear, okay, how I graduated. And since I was a little knucklehead, she sent me to driving school at 16. I got my license and all that stuff. She did everything she could not to raise a man, but to raise a boss. She did everything she could. So I went to speech and debate, and I got accepted to every school in Texas. I was at the bottom of my class, but since I went to state in speech and debate, I got a full scholarship to every school in Texas. Everyone. And Texas Southern University was at the top of my list. At the top of my list. Because they had the best speech and debate program. And she said, what you want to do? And I told her right in the face, I say, school is for squares. That's what I said. I can't do no school. What you gonna do then? She said, well, you gonna go. I say, well, I'm gonna go to the Army. I don't know nothing else. So I went to the Army. I passed up on all them scholarships, went to the Army. Became military intelligence. And then right in there, when I'm finding myself, no, actually, so I'm real gangster in basic training. Let me just tell y'all, okay? I'm real gangster in basic training, but, you know. I was one of them, Jerome. You understand? It took a while to soldierize me. Real gangster in basic training. And then it happened. I get a phone call, which doesn't happen. You don't get phone calls in basic training. So they call, phone call. The lady who spent all this time shaping me as I am had a stroke. I didn't appreciate a damn thing this woman ever did. You understand? No, I didn't. I didn't appreciate her adopting me. I gave her hell every chance I could. You know what I'm saying? I gave her hell every chance I could. Y'all hear me? Every chance I could, I fought her, Prophet Jerry. You want me to do this? I'm going to do this. I'm going to do it. I'm like Reggie. Is he on? I act just like Reggie. I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do it my way just to let you know you can't tell me what to do. I ain't the only one on here like that. Mm-hmm. And she had a stroke. And it just, I'm 18, and I realized, man, the only person I can truly say love me about to die. So what I did was, now she had that stroke in 2000. It took her 8 years to die. And I want y'all to hear this. I want y'all to hear this well. That is not the way. I'm telling you this, and I'm taking my time telling you this because I agree with Kathy. My grandmother never tapped into her full potential. 8 years. I'm talking about she had one of them bad strokes to where she couldn't even talk no more. Her hand crippled up, and we had to give her a little laminated piece of paper. She would spell out her words like this here. Took her 8 years to die. And one day, when I get out of the Army, I'm with her, and she get my attention, and we watching the Miracle on Ice, Disney movie about the hockey, the Miracle on Ice. We switched back and forth between that and Sister Act 2. She loved it. You know, she couldn't tell my grandma nothing about no Whoopi Goldberg. You know, she went Action Jack Flash to all that, right? So she doing this, and then she wrote down, she got my attention, and she spelt out, I'm staying here for you. Wow. Now, process this information. because I didn't like that. Because we had to change her diapers. And the medicine that she was taking would keep her constipated. And so I'm sitting here thinking, man, I gotta do better. She's sitting up here waiting. Took her 8 years to die because she was waiting on me to be what y'all see today. And in May 2008, I kid you not, I can't make this up if I try. In May 2008, she had another stroke. This one put her in a coma. And I'm sitting there and I could feel her talking to me. I can't explain it. It just is what it is, right? She died in the hospital bed too, holding my hand. Actually, we had to pull the plug is what we had to do. We had to pull the plug because her brain stopped functioning. The machines were keeping her alive. And I remember promising her, I'm gonna dedicate my whole life to you. Okay, so at the funeral, I didn't cry. I didn't cry at a funeral because there was no need, because I took care of her. Like I didn't, you know what I'm saying? I changed diapers. You know, I ain't had nothing to prove, Kathy. You understand what I'm saying? I ain't need to drown over no casket. Lord, take me. You know, everybody else left, but it was me and my cousin. We were there. We both gave up our apartments and we went back and he slept with her in the bed. And I slept in the back room. And then, but he not a morning person. I did all of, she would catch them Charlie horses every 3 o'clock in the morning. Y'all know what I'm talking about? And rub them things out. Yeah, she get all that. So basically what you see, I ain't never told y'all this before. I ain't told nobody this before. Have y'all heard? I ain't never told y'all this before. I promised her that I would dedicate my entire life for her. So if you look at ATS, okay, you would see I got a bunch of grandmothers around here. I purposely target folk who remind me of my grandmother and her age. It is so easy for me to go get a bunch of young folk, a bunch of Jerons. So easy. I already got the clout. I purposely go to the Kathys and Susans and stuff. Because everything I do, and there's a film out there somewhere, I mean, on TV somewhere saying this, everything I do for the lady who adopted me. She's the only person on my birth certificate. I got one person on my birth certificate. My parents, they're not on it anymore. They had to give up their rights when she adopted me. Lorraine Temple Smith is on my birth certificate. It's the only person. Only person. The state of Texas recognizes her as my mother. You understand? And all I do is make sure that everything Kathy said and everything Sugar said could be said. Not because, and I'm telling you, if you just look at my YouTube channel, you will see this. I've said this before on TV. Not because I'm smart. Not because the Lord saved me. Because a grandmother prayed for me. I am here. Because a grandmother prayers brought me through. You hear what I'm saying, Jerome? If it was not for, oh, I'm sorry, I almost took off on y'all. If it was not for the prayers of a praying grandmother, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't. You understand?
But why you got
I just try to tell you, Jerome. I just try to tell you. Listen, man. A grandmother prayed for me. You understand? I wouldn't. When I was a knucklehead, she was praying. Listen. I escaped all that evilness. Now I want to have to pay for all my karma. Don't get it twisted. But I escaped all that. No felonies. You understand? Nothing that just lasting. Why? I would pass up cops dirty. Sometimes the cops would look at me and be like, just keep on going. Just look at me. Wouldn't even, if they just came behind me, Jerry, I'd have got them promoted. But my grandmother prayers made them look the other way.
Y'all watch yourself, Reverend.
Y'all ain't heard me, man. Y'all ain't heard me. Y'all ain't heard me. So my entire dedication. So ATS is all about my grandmother. There's actually, y'all don't know nothing about it. There's actually something called Lorraine's Ministry. I haven't shown it to y'all yet. Lorraine's Ministry is, it's just, you just walk in, get some prayer, and you go home. That's all it is. I know. You ain't seen it. It's been a while. It's been a while. You just walk in. Building's always open from 1 to 5 p.m. You walk in, get your prayer, and you go home. You'd be surprised how many folk just need a prayer. Anywho, so tonight, my grandmother will be with me as we stand and take care of y'all people. She's with me on every class. I still have not. I ain't had to cry over her death. Not that I'm being tough. It's because my agreement with her was to be what she knew I could be. If you think about it, okay. Deanna walking off. I'm reaching her. Hopefully I'm reaching somebody else. If you think about it, I made her a promise, sugar. You understand? Come plug this up for me. It's about to die. I made her a promise. Quickly, you got about 2 minutes. I made up a promise. You might want to put it in the wall too. It ain't going to. Yeah. Come right here. I made her a promise that quickly. I would do every single thing that she told me to do. Here's what my grandmother told me to do. All them years, Jerome, hold on, make sure it's charging. Yeah. All them years, Jerome, she had one request. Just one. Stop trying to be like everybody else. That's all she ever told me. She never asked me for nothing else. She never asked me to go to church. She ain't give me no choice, Jerome. She drugged my ass to church. You understand? Let me just gonna keep it real with you. She ain't give me no. I ain't with no options back then. Y'all kids got these options now. I ain't had no options. You understand? She just drugged me there. You know? She just drugged me there. Youth thing, everything. She just drugged me there. You know? I was part of the Drug Missionary Baptist Church. You understand? She drugged me there. You understand, Samuel? She drugged me there. But she always said, stop being like everybody else. That's not what you come here for. And I never understood that. But when she was in that coma and I had an option, I can keep doing what I do, or I can be what she wanted me to be. And this is what gets me every time. And I hope everybody hear me. I hope you hear me, Deanna. Hope everybody hear me. My grandmother never, ever, ever on this physical earth got to see me at my potential. She died and held on. And you know how much you got to love somebody to stay in a dependent state for 8 years? Until you get your act together? And she had all these kids. She had to worry about me. 8 years. 8 years she stayed. And so I made a promise that if she gonna stay in a vegetable state for me for 8 years, and I'm going to live for her. And that's what y'all see today. What you see is the one person who actually changed the world. not me, but Lorraine Temple Smith. So anything I've ever done and will do, it comes because of Lorraine Temple Smith. Okay, now she has some help. I'll tell you about Lucy Elizabeth Smith. She crazy as hell. That's where I get all this cussing and stuff from, that Lucy. Yeah, Lucy the one, she punch you in your chest real quick. You understand? She'll roll up a joint and give you a lecture at the same time, Jerry. You understand? That one there crazy. Yeah, that's a youngest daughter who raised me too. But so y'all just, somebody out there should be the reason why you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. My grandmother never got to see me have a baby like she wanted to. She got to see a failed marriage because why not? That's what I was dishing out, a failure. That's what I was dishing out. But I know that she sees me. And I'm going to say this and I'm going to run. This ain't for everybody, okay? This ain't for everybody. But I knew the day, is Phil on? No. Oh, that's right, they go, that's right. I knew the day that my daughter was born, I knew that was my grandmother. I'm gonna let y'all get that one on y'all. I'm gonna let y'all get that one on. Let me tell you, she act just like my god doggone grandmother too.
Reincarnated.
Get on my damn nerves too, let me tell you. Just be running me. I don't run nothing. I got no authority with my daughter at all. Y'all understand? I don't. She run all that. Don't even let me front and lie to y'all. She run that. She run that. She really do. That poor baby, she gonna die from eating ice cream all day. That's all she gonna do, eat ice cream all day. I don't even know how she got bowel movements, much ice cream I'd be giving her. You understand? Just ice cream all doggone day. Okay, go ahead, Dr. Sugar. Daddy, can I have some ice cream?
You're saying that she's not seeing you. Your baby girl is here, so she's seeing you. But not only is she just seeing you, Antonio, she's seeing all 34 of us that's on this line this morning. And you've dropped those seeds of hope and encouragement this morning on each and every one of us because you've lived through it. You're proof of it. You know, even though my mother is still living, she's been 10 years in a bed from a stroke. Yeah. And I believe because of what you just said, she's holding on just to see me reach that level and that point that she has seen in me and for me to become that person that she gave birth to, that the doctor said I was dead. So I understand your heart and I understand what you just said this morning. But I hope everybody on here this morning takes that seed of hope that you just dropped to continue to be one of the millionaires that you're going to make, because that's a lot of truth and fact in that. Mm-hmm. And I thank God for you. I thank God for Mother Lorraine Smith.
Yes, Lord.
I thank God for this whole family dynamic that's on this morning, because it wasn't to have been said yesterday. It couldn't have been said tomorrow. It had to be said today. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. I run ATS like she ran her house.
Yes!
Come on, Law.
I'm just going to piggyback off of Dr. Sugar's spirit because it just hit me when she said that. Because my grandmother, my mother's mother, was actually bedridden for over 10 years as well. And her greatest wish or what she wanted her mother to see before she closed her eyes was that she got herself clean and she got all her kids back. And my grandmother was able to actually see that before she closed her eyes. So just riding that spirit.
You're absolutely right. And see, in my case, my grandmother wasn't supposed to see me be great. She was supposed to do everything she did because it's what drives me today. It's why my motives are crazy. You ask, there's 100,000 millionaires. If I could have 90% of them be baby boomers, that's what I want. That's what I want. I came for Jerome. You understand what I'm saying? I came for sugar. You know, that baby booming right under that. If you 45 and up, my eyes is on you. You understand? Because a woman prayed for me. Just ask Deanna around here. I don't let nobody. You can't disrespect no woman in my presence. I might fight you. I might. I just might. They don't get to open up no doors. Deanna's son can't start talking. You know, talk bad like he's supposed to, but all that, you know, disrespect. Oh, no, not around me. Because all I got, the only reason I'm alive, tyranny, because a mother prayed for me. Let me scroll across and see y'all's faces, because I'm trying to let y'all know. It was a mother who saved me. And it was somebody else's mother. My parents dropped the whole ball. And my grandmother adopted a headache and stood by her decision, never took my money. She literally, almost everything I do, y'all, Deanna, unmute you, Mike. If you get $12,000 right now, what I'm going to tell you.
If I get $12,000 right now, the only thing you're going to tell me is that's your money to do what you choose to do with it.
I had all this money. You understand? I had money, y'all. Don't get it twisted. I was rocking. I had always been self-sufficient. You catch me as a man, you're going to be taken care of. I've always paid bills. You understand? Always paid bills. My grandmother let me have all that money. When she adopted me, I got her Social Security too. They would send me $600 a month checks. Okay? But I'd have, and that would be the least of the money. You know what I'm saying? Because I'd flip fake insurance. I was literally selling fake car insurance. I ain't lying to y'all. I'm dead serious. $200 for 6 months, $250 for 12 months. Which one you wanted? I had the VIN numbers and everything. I ain't playing with you. Shit, I think I'm lying. I'm trying to tell you, I've been hustling a long time. Okay, long time. You want to, why would they buy that from me? They try to get them inspection stickers, you understand? Their registration done. They want to get pulled over. And this is before, you know, people was calling stuff in and checking this stuff. But, you know, you just got to, anyway. She let me keep all my money. Never asked me for a dime. So all I would do, and I would watch her 7 kids trashed, all of them trashed. They all trashed. I tell them to their face, all of them trashed, okay? I watched them all take advantage of them, and I'd pay all my grandmother bills. My grandmother had one habit. To this, it made me who I am today. She had an Office Depot addiction like y'all got an Amazon addiction. She was the only person on the block with a computer. She would use her whole retirement check. Come the fourth, it'd all be spent on Office Depot. The reason why I'm so good at computers today is because the only black household on the block that had computers was my grandmother. You understand?
Yeah. I got a question.
Yes, ma'am.
When you said all our kids are trash, but she raised you and we look at you like you are, why is it, and that goes back to when we were in the conference, mm-hmm. and Les Brown door, mm-hmm. she opened my eyes and I'm like, you know, I don't feel bad no more. When she sat there and said how she was raised under this man, this motivational speaker, all his speeches, you know, we all taking it in, listening to him, and she wasn't even getting it. It wasn't done. No, it didn't affect her. It didn't move her. And I thought about that because that's like me with my daughters. Why is it that the kids that you bring into the earth, that you breathe and you raise up, it's harder for them to grasp the concept that you want them to get as a parent. But Billy next door can talk to them all day and they'll get it from them. Like, what? Why is that? Because you just basically said that your grandmama did it with you. One, she had seven other ones.
Seven.
They didn't trash. Get what you got, but you got it.
They all trash. The two women married trash. And so now they associate with trash. They all trash. I ain't, listen, if y'all know me, I'm going to tell it like it is. All of them. You run my address, everybody got felonies. You understand what I'm saying? Everybody been in the pen, and they all, we all stayed at 807 38th Street, one house, right? Because it, we couldn't be with no woman, because all they would do is kick us out. Well, not me, but kick them out. You understand what I'm saying? They had to come back to that one house. My best guess to that is we as parents, is why I do my very best not to do my boys like this. We want so much good for our kids that we tell our kids what we want. And they reject that. They reject that because I rejected it. My grandmother stopped and let me find my own way. And I appreciate that. Now, I didn't appreciate it on time. Don't get it twisted. I did not go, you know what, grandmother? Damn it, I appreciate you. That is not what happened. She had to almost die, just like all the other knuckleheads on planet Earth. You understand what I'm saying? Now, love your people before they almost die. Let's end this here. I want all of you to love yourself enough. Whoever you fighting for, it's time for you to let me see who they are. Because all y'all know my grandmother, she been dead since 2008. I'd say I did a good job. Who are we supposed to know, but you can't give it to me? I told one of y'all this here yesterday, and they on this call right now. Your problem is you ain't moving. And I can't brag on you because you won't move. You got all this potential, but you just won't move forward. So how am I supposed to tell them how good God is in your life if you steal all the time? Mm-hmm. Remember that. Take that moving forward. It's time to move. Take it moving forward. My life is dedicated to other people, so I don't have much stress. But my life ain't about me. It's about everybody else. We'll see you tonight. That's our only call. We ain't got no other call with vaccine. So half of y'all be on vaccine call. Some of y'all be with us. Kathy, will we see you tonight? All right. We're going to see Kathy tonight. If Sugar's available, we hope to see Sugar and Patricia. I know Patricia got a TV show around that time. But this, we'd love to see you. I'll bring the yak. No, I'm joking. That's short for cognac. That's so far. I probably will have the yak, but it won't be shed. You understand what I'm saying? It won't be shed. But I appreciate y'all. We'll see you all tonight. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can play better. You can dominate. Y'all have a good one.
All right, everybody. Love y'all.
Love you too.
Love you guys.
Love y'all.